AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's health and wealth network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another weekly broadcast of That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, where you can listen to the program on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com as well as BlogTalkRadio.com. Welcome to the program. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. And we'll have the Gang of Usual Suspects coming up shortly, but in the meantime, just want to go ahead and make mention of a few things before we go on with this week's show. Want to thank our sponsors, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, and Betterton Associates. Also want to thank InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene.com, and VacancyLove.com. They are our internet partners. Just a reminder as well, you can listen to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 p.m., Saturdays at this time from 4 to 6 p.m., and Sunday nights from 9 to 12 midnight. That's all about addiction recovery. That's what our Sunday night show is about, and I believe John Hollis will be there as well. Also, just a few things I want to remind you about. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, starting April 28th on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Relapse Prevention with Terry Gorski. And in addition to that, we also have, as I'm looking here, for all information, by the way, go to our website, HolisticLifestylesRadioShow.com. Every Monday night as well at 10 o'clock p.m. On Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Ask the Interventionist Ken Seeley, and he will be on Monday night. And again, on Thursday nights, we will have Relapse Prevention with Terry Gorski. And yes, again, 15 hours per week of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. So we invite you to listen in during those respective times. And again, visit our website, won't you? www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned. Coming up after the break, it's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, where we'll be talking about everything and anything that happened during the week that was in sci-fi news, and we'll comment about those things as well. And next hour, as Doctor Who will have its season premiere on BBC America tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, check your cable or satellite listings. We'll be speaking with Charles Martin, dear friend of mine for about the past 20-odd years. Yep, he's a Doctor Who fan. Yes, we have lots to talk about. So, sci-fi news and comment first hour, Doctor Who, the return thereof, and the 11th Doctor, who is 27 years old. He's young enough to be my son. Anyways, while we're grouped, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back after these words.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effect of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
It's that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome to the program. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Joining me in studio for this week, Chris West. Hello, sir.
Hello there, Joey. How are you doing tonight?
Great, thanks. Great. And RJ Robbins also joins us as well.
Welcome, RJ. How are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Joey.
What? Let's do that again.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic's on.
I'm doing okay. Thank you for having me here today, Joey and Chris.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
you joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
We're talking over each other today. It's good. The energy is right, man. The energy is ripe. It's great.
It is flowing. It is flowing in the air tonight.
And how about the weather today, bro? How about the weather? It doesn't feel like, I think it was like 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies. It felt like 65.
It did.
Yeah.
I mean, when I drove in here this morning at 4 a.m., it was rain, clear, rain, clear, rain, clear. Every five miles, it would be raining. And then it would clear up for 5 miles.
Well, as we were driving into the station this afternoon, yes, you're right, and I'll explain later, as the doctor would say. Meanwhile, yeah, it's gorgeous weather. Gorgeous weather, so much to a point. I wonder how the weather is in New Zealand. You know where I'm leading this to.
Oh, yes.
What is New Zealand the home of?
Yes.
Well, come on. Can't be reluctant. I'll give you a hint. It won an Oscar for its third film. Wasn't Star Wars.
No, Lord of the Rings.
That's right. That's right, that's right.
Peter Jackson. Is it, I'm guessing, The Hobbit?
Yes, The Hobbit. And not one, but two. Two Hobbit movies. as we
really?
Begin, yeah, as we begin this hour for Sci-Fi News and Comment on that Sci-Fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Peter Jackson, who is producing the two Hobbit movies, spoke with MoviePhone to clear up those rumors about a start date, casting, and whether the movies are delayed. And the only thing he would confirm is that the script for the two proposed movies is now complete. To quote, and I'm not going to do New Zealand accent. I'm not going to do Kiwi here.
No.
But I will try. We've just delivered the script. Literally, last week, we delivered the second of the two screenplays, the first draft. So the studio has got both scripts now, which is a milestone. And if anything was holding it up, it was us doing the screenplays, because we've just been writing as fast as we can, but it took us this long to get them finished. So we take whatever responsibility there is for the speed, and we're now in the process of budgeting the films, and then hopefully we'll get to a budget the studio are happy with, and they'll greenlight the movies, and we'll announce the shooting dates. I'd be pretty optimistic that we'll be shooting before the end of the year. I would imagine October, November, we'd be shooting by. I'm not announcing it, though, end quote. One big hang-up, of course, is the fate of MGM, one of the studios that holds the rights. It's being sorted out how the financially troubled studio will be saved, and that means there's no green light yet for the Hobbit movies. MGM owns the rights to The Hobbit as far back as the Ralph Bakshi animation film from 30 years ago?
Yes, from 30 years ago, MGM held on to the rights to The Hobbit, knowing that one day it would come back, and it has.
And bite them on the tuchus, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. Big time, too, because MGM...
If they play it right, this could be the card that gets them out of their financial woes.
MGM hasn't really produced a proper hit in when?
I can't tell you the last time I honestly remember seeing MGM logo at the movies.
Okay. Outside of a James Bond flick or maybe the 70th anniversary.
I guess Quantum of Solace was the last James Bond flick that came out. That would probably be the last one.
Yeah, but it didn't have the numbers like, say, Avatar had.
No, well...
Yeah, but still, the Lord of the Rings movies, if you look at your IMDb's, in terms of the top 10, I think two or three of them are in the top 10 movies of all time, if I'm correct.
I believe all three are in the top 10, last time I checked.
So the Grand But Namathon is definitely within the top 10.
Yes.
Yes, as Harry Knowles, Manny Cool News would say. So suffice to say that we're quite looking at if MGM basically gives it the green light and they just stay out of the way. The only thing these boys really need to do, the suits at the studios down in Culver City, is just count the money at the end.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, though, is will they stay out of the way? I mean, that's Hollywood's biggest problem, especially when it comes to comic book movies, fantasy movies, is that you have the studio execs come in and, well, this doesn't make sense, and we're going to change this up, and this guy can't be like this because our demographics don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, this is the way the story was written, and this is what the fans like. Yeah. Leave it as is.
It would seem to me that, at least from reading this article here from Sci-Fi Wire, by the way, that Jackson basically says that he's come up to his side of the bargain, and regrettably, MGM is just not waffling, but they're just kind of like standing still and not really doing much.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like, and that's usually what happens with the movies, is that the script is written, the actors are ready to go, the money's just not there.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, in the words of the late John Nathan Turner, the last regular producer of Doctor Who, stay tuned, I suppose. A little bit faster action. Everybody was hoping that Joss Whedon would helm as a director. Am I right in saying Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Which never really happened, but
no.
It seems he may be doing a superhero thingy, though.
Was actually doing two.
That's correct. Am I right in saying that he would direct the Avengers?
And he's going to be rewriting the script for Captain America, the first Avenger.
Now, how's that going down? What's it saying on the interwebs there?
The latest about Cap was basically the Joss Whedon news and the announcing of the actor, who I cannot recall at this time.
Okay.
It's actually, I believe it's the same guy that played the...
Johnny Storm.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Joss Whedon, for those of you who are not familiar with him by name only, if you're within fandom, you know he is. He's responsible for creating Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the film that came out about 20 years ago. My God, 20 years ago. And, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Christy Swanson, yep. the dude from 90210, yep. And Kiefer Sutherland and Pee-wee Herman. And I've come
yes, back that's right. Pee-wee Herman was the assistant vampire.
Paul Rubens, in this case, that's what he went by. But and then, of course, he created the television series that put the WB on the map. And suffice to say, here we go again, that he really did make his mark, and he revolutionized, in my opinion, television drama where fantasy was concerned. It was no longer it was, let's just say, it was no longer Battlestar Galactica of the 1970s. It was more like Battlestar Galactica of the 2000s. It was good, thought-provoking, well-thought-out drama.
Oh, it was 90210 meets vampires.
Well, yeah, well, that was the pitch, but it evolved into something that was very thought-provoking. It was great. Everything worked across the board. Great comedy, great drama, great suspense, great monsters, great special effects, especially on a low budget like that. And
I will admit, even in the first couple of seasons, the vampires and the monsters were half-decent on the lower budget.
Yeah, and it has done pretty well in terms of its fandom, and considering the mark that it's made, even after... Am I right in saying even after...
It still continues today that people are still buying up box DVD sets left and right.
Oh, yeah, there are still comic books that are produced for both Buffy and the spinoff.
Yeah, Angel.
Yeah. So it's obviously he's made his mark, especially where Angel's concerned, especially where Dollhouse is concerned. And what was that internet thing he did with the guy from How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris? Oh, wow. It's a doctor something or another.
Was it Dr. Horrible?
That's it. Dr. Horrible. Yes, that's it. Yeah. So he's got his irons in the fire, so obviously he's been chomping at the bit to do a major motion picture, and it was rumored that he was going to do Wonder Woman, and now in this case he's going to be doing this. From what we gather from the Pejiva website, several months ago Zach Penn was charged with writing the script for the Avengers. We still don't know what the gist of the story will be, other than it will involve Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D., bringing together the newfound superheroes who have been developing in a series of movies for Marvel Entertainment, namely Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and possibly the Incredible Hulk. We don't know much else about it, nor do we know who the big bad will be. That's a Whedon term, by the way. Apparently, Whedon is not only in final negotiations to direct, but also to rewrite Penn's script. I'm not sure some will be up in arms about this, but this has got great potential. He's also likely to be tasked with doing a polish on the Captain America script. Now, the Captain America script has been sitting in development hell for how long?
Wow. I believe the original idea came out sometime after Ultimate Avengers came out, the first DVD. Mm-hmm. It was straight to DVD release, cartoon, animation.
Yeah.
And then it took off, and that really sprung forward the Ultimate Universe and making, along with the popularity of Ultimate Spider-Man. And that really kind of was where they were going for these newer movies, especially if you notice, like, Nick Fury is the younger African-American Nick Fury, which is the Ultimate Universe. Little storylines like that. It's all up to see how it's all going to play out, because they're being very secretive as to, like, who the bad guy is going to be. Is it going to be Hydra? Is it going to be Ultron? Is it going to be AIM and MODOK?
Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror. Who's going to be the first villain the Avengers are going to take on? No one has said anything. I mean, it was very secretive as to who was going to play anybody. I mean, especially when the rumor came out that Will Smith was going to be Captain America for a day and a half.
Really?
Yeah. How long was that?
It was a while ago. It had to be, I would say maybe a year and a half ago, there was a rumor that was floating around the internet that Will Smith was being sought to play Captain America, that they were taking the story in a different direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's the word now on the webs in regards to whom the fans think should be cast as Captain America in this case?
Really, it's all up in the air. I mean, everybody's got their own little picks. Mm. I say go with somebody that's unknown, that looks the part and can act the part, and make him that part.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess the coined the term, do the Wesley Snipes and make him the Blade.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. By the way, the Captain America movie was originally written by Christopher Markus and Stephen McFeely, like we know who they are. But this is good news for the fans, mainly because Whedon, for all his skill as a director, Serenity came to mind, I forgot about that, is first and foremost a writer with a huge familiarity with the Marvel Universe in particular. And so we'll see what happens on that. Apparently, Captain America has an opening date for July 22nd of 2011, and The Avengers is due to come out later May 4th of 2012. So already we haven't even gotten all the principals involved, at least on the tech team put together, and already they already.
No, I mean there's the Thor movie that's got to come out first. There's rumor that left and right, they're going to do it, they're not going to do it, that the Ant-Man movie is going to come out.
Mm.
They has been confirmed Eva Longoria is going to play the Wasp, Janet Van Dyne.
Really?
Yes. Many years, I think it was about a year ago, she signed with Marvel. She came in and they gave her a stack of comics and told her to read up and master the character.
Hmm. Fascinating. Well, we'll see
this
what happens.
Right before her wedding, too. That's how long ago it was.
Oh, her wedding to the basketball player from the Spurs, Parker.
Yes.
Know. Yeah. Yeah, she's on Desperate Housewives for those of us keeping score at home. Looking forward to that. I know Paramount, which has Iron Man 2 coming up in May, is eyeing a different kind of superhero movie. It's a reboot of Mighty Mouse. Yeah.
Why should I not be surprised at that?
Yeah.
Considering everything that's being rebooted.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Will it be live action mixed with CGI animation? Or will it be like Astro Boy where it's completely CGI?
I would have to imagine it's going to be completely CGI.
It wouldn't surprise me. I know that according to the LA Times 24 Frames blog, that the project, which is based on the Terry Toons cartoon, about the crime-fighting super mouse, which has been around since like the 1950s, has been in development for several years at Paramount, as well as Nickelodeon movies, so obviously this is definitely a kid's film.
Yeah, it's Nickelodeon involved.
Yeah, a number of writers have taken stabs at a script over that time, including the Gunn brothers, who also count Journey to the Center of the Earth sequel among their credits. Somebody has to, but the studio has, over the last few months, been seeking both a new writer and a new director for the Mighty Mouse movie, with a number of up-and-comers on the list.
Nobody wants to direct the Mighty Mouse movie? Nobody?
Am I right in saying that we have now officially run out of ideas?
Well,
you do know about the Battleship, the movie based upon the
game.
That's coming out.
The Milton Bradley
game. Well, I mean, they did
Bradley
Clue.
Game. Battleship's the movie.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, they did do Clue.
No, Clue is a masterpiece.
Yeah, exactly. Clue is a masterpiece.
That is the exception to the rule.
Clue should be a masterpiece in comparison to what Battleship will end up being.
But considering, now, Mighty Mouse, Yogi Bear movie coming out.
Okay.
Yogi and Boo Boo are coming to the big screen.
Okay.
Battleships.
Yeah. Listen
to Rogers.
You have to find a way to get the kids in the movie theaters during the summer when it's hot outside and it's cool inside. So, yeah, if the parents can sit inside an air-conditioned place for 2 minutes and just view brain rot, the kids will enjoy it. The merchandising will be out everybody's ears, and everybody's happy in the end. I hate to say this, but I can only fathom if there's going to be a movie version of Candyland as a result of this.
You know, I was just thinking that. Yeah, when does Chutes and Ladders come out?
That wasn't for me, folks. That was out of him. But it should be fascinating to see at least how, you know, come to think of it, I wonder, all they need to do is just take the script from Down Periscope 2 that was scrapped and just make it the Battleship movie. What do you think?
No, bring back Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah. Do we need to? Do we honestly need to? It is that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome to the program. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying with us on this. And, yes, we are going through sci-fi news and comment over the course of this hour. We're going to go ahead and take a break coming up shortly. After the break, we are going to be talking about other things pertaining to the world of comics. And in that, the world of comics, a number of things are coming to print. In fact, if I'm right in saying that DC Comics celebrates its 75th anniversary this year.
Yes, it does.
It does. And we'll be touching base about that in conversation, at least, and other things that are developing within the world of gaming, within the world of comics. And possibly we'll address some commentary where spaceflight and hard science is concerned about President Obama's course correction, if you will, in regards to the future of the American space program. It's coming up this hour. Next hour, some nice conversation with my good buddy Charles Martin as we talk about the season premiere of Doctor Who, which is taking place tonight on BBC America at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your TV, cable, and satellite listings for that. And while we're also on the subject, visit the website for Holistic Lifestyles Radio. It's holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. You are listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
Good mental health. health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
say it, we are 4.5 hours away from the season premiere of Doctor Who on BBC America. And yes, my friends, if you haven't heard it yet, that's the new version for this season's theme. Matt Smith is the Doctor, Karen Gillan is Amy Pond, Stephen Moffat, who's responsible for the bulk of the best of New Who for the past 5 years, is the series showrunner as well as head writer. And if you haven't seen the episode so far, may I wholeheartedly suggest that you're going to be in for one heck of a ride. This definitely is not your father's Oldsmobile. This, and I've said that before as well, in regards to when the series came back. Obviously, the promises for that. But after watching this first episode, by the way, you're listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio on WWNNRadio.com. That's a website for WWNN, 1470 AM. And also on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and Block Talk Radio. Just a heads up, by the way.
We're a lot of places. We're everywhere. You can't get rid of us.
50,000 watts of total power. I'm Joey Donovan, along with Chris West and RJ Robbins, and yeah, we'll be talking more about Doctor Who next hour with Charles Martin as we'll just be talking shop, if you will. And that's what I love to talk about. I've been drinking the Kool-Aid of Doctor Who for the greater part of the past 3 decades. But Chris, am I right in saying that if you haven't watched this show, now is a good time to tune in?
All right, yeah. Joey, like you said, he's been on the Kool-Aid here for a while now, and as long as I've known him, there hasn't been a day that's gone by that I haven't gotten a phone. Did you watch this episode yet?
Yeah.
And typically I would be like, well, no. No. I'm a nerd, I'm a geek, but I'm just not that far into it. And then one day it hit, and I watched an episode, and I was hooked. And it was the newer Who, and I've watched some of the older ones, and I have to say, if you're not a fan of the cheesy sci-fi, this is where you got to go. This is the good stories, the good technology behind it for the effects. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely palatable to today's television standards. It's racked up a number of BAFTA awards in the UK. I guess you could say it's like the British Emmys, and they've done extremely, extremely well with it. And again, it's the number one program on Saturday night when it's aired on BBC One. It was the number three show. The first episode of the new season was the number three show of the week in the UK, which is not too shabby considering that the top 10 shows always in the UK are soap operas, EastEnders, Casualty, Emmerdale, Holby City. And suffice to say that this show definitely is on the forefront of the British cultural subconscious. And more than anything else, it's no longer the laughing stock. Everybody loves this show. So, yeah, enjoy it. We'll be talking about it later on next hour with Charles Martin. In the meantime, a milestone here in the United States as Comedy Central's South Park celebrated its 200 broadcast. Am I right in saying that it's been that long since Cartman gets an alien probe?
Yes, it has. It's been a long journey.
12 years?
12, yeah, it's been about 12 years. It's been a long journey with South Park. It's been a great ride, and it's only gotten better with age. There's not a bad episode of South Park.
I can safely say that for those folks who have said, South Park, oh, I hate South Park. I don't like it. It's disgusting. Have you ever seen the show? No. Okay, then maybe if you see the show, maybe you might have a better idea. If you see the show, a couple of episodes, and come back to me and say, oh, I don't like this, disgusting, I'll have great respect for you as a human being. But the fact that the show has been, I wouldn't say it's been cutting edge. A lot of people said at the beginning it was offensive and the kids are potty-mouthed and all that. But most folks, if you haven't seen an episode, you don't realize the true meaning of it. It's more or less reflecting the mirror back on society. Much in the same way that Van Helsing throws the mirror right in front of Dracula before he knocks it out of Van Helsing's hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've always appreciated about. But the 200th episode, in a way, the creators, Matt Stone, Trey Parker, knew that if they've always arose, they always stirred up a pot of controversy, and in this case, they decided to bring it back upon themselves, or at least upon the characters of the show, through what happened. So, should we give a few spoiler alerts here? Or?
It's out already. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it came out on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
And the 200th episode where all 200 celebrities that have ever been offended on South Park are made fun of come together for a class action lawsuit against the city. Started by Tom Cruise. in a factory.
We can't really say much about it because the program's aired after 10 o'clock, and it's TVMA, and this is a family radio show. But if you go to southparkstudios.com, view it yourself uncensored, and you'll get a few ideas. But I have to say that, again, in the words of the great Bugs Bunny, anything can happen in an animated cartoon.
I think it was nice that somebody finally called out Tim Burton. And now doing nothing but rehashing old movies and making love to Johnny Depp on film.
The suggestion of, yeah.
Yeah, and it is true. I mean, what has he done since Beetlejuice?
Well, he has done a few things, but they've been with Johnny Depp, and yeah, I guess you're right about that.
But they haven't been as quoted an original thought.
Yeah, it's mostly rehashings or retelling.
Yeah, I think that, am I right in saying, gentlemen, maybe we should parrot my comments again, I'm not too sure, just maybe you're in total agreement with me or not, but South Park has always just been keeping the finger on the pulse of popular culture, and has basically just been just like the kid in the Hans Christian Andersen story by simply saying, hey, the Emperor's got no clothes. Am I correct about this?
Yeah, 100%. Pretty much. Yeah, that's definitely the way South Park is.
Okay.
I mean, that's the charm of the show, though, is that it's going to show you why you're retarded and why you're wrong.
Yeah.
And it's gonna make you laugh.
Yes, it will. It will. And at the end of the episode, you will learn something. It's or at least is, yeah, it kind of reminds me of Fat Albert. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done. So, and even they were parodied as well. The Cripple Fight episode.
Oh, no, yes.
Yeah, and the boys are going to sing a song about it. So here we go. What's out in the movies this weekend? I can't even say the word. I'm going to let you guys say it because I'm more or less steering this boat out of port here. But there is a certain film that came out that Nicolas Cage is involved in. And am I right in saying that... That it's caused a bit of controversy within itself because of the goings-on of the film, or is it just a lot of people just basically getting their lather up over absolutely nothing?
It's a lot of people getting their lather up out of nothing. Of course, they're talking about the movie Kick-Ass.
Mm-hmm. Which is the title.
Which is the title, mm-hmm. and we are talking about a body part, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And basically, essentially, this is, what I'm amazed hasn't happened yet. Is that the standard argument? Why aren't there somebody dressing up there and going out there and being a vigilante now and today? I mean, we have the comics. You got the blueprint laid out for you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And nobody has done it. And it's just different people that just start doing it. And it shows. I think the preview shows the guy diving off the building and hitting the car, and shows the bad side of it right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, now am I right in saying this essentially is a true comic book movie, because this is based on the graphic novel series. What publisher was it from?
Marvel.
Marvel, yeah.
Thank
you. This is off of Marvel.
And the plot essentially of this film, just in case people wish to just wait until it comes out on HBO, is simply just a bunch of guys who think that they could, who essentially are just absolutely shunned by society and think they have a... It's kind of like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, am I right?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's I hate to kind of compare it to Unbreakable, but it's Unbreakable. It's, regular guy discovers he's a little bit different and goes out and becomes a superhero, except these guys have no powers.
Okay.
I mean, these are just regular, everyday people. It's Batman, basically. It's four people that decide to be Batman. In fact,
it's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah, I'm generalizing. I don't want to give away too much of the plot and have somebody call me up and say I ruined the movie for him.
I know one of the stars of the movie is in the news as well, Nicolas Cage.
Didn't he get beaten in a contest recently?
Yes, by the mayor of Quahog.
Yes, Batman beat him at Batman Trivia. And this should ever forever shame him and his Superman-loving ways.
Well, and the fact that he looked at him dead in the eye and he said, thank you for saving my childhood. Your last name is Coppola. How difficult can your childhood possibly be?
Yeah, seriously.
But apparently Nicolas Cage is making his own life interesting, still spending big despite his recent money woes. Apparently he owes the IRS $13 million in unpaid back taxes. The actor has purchased, get this, a lavish pyramid-shaped tomb to serve as his final resting place. This according to TMZ and just about everybody else. Cage had the 9-foot crypt erected in a New Orleans cemetery. of all places, yes, my friends, New Orleans. The grave resembles the pyramid symbol that appeared on the poster for Cage's adventure film National Treasure, or as I like to call it, Nicolas Cage's survival project. Cage is suing his former business manager, whom he claims drove him down a road to financial ruin. Last week, the actor lost two adjacent Malibu, California properties and his Bel Air home to the bank. He lost two houses in New Orleans to foreclosure in November, and his mansion in Las Vegas was sold at auction in January. Okay, my girlfriend harps on me about financial issues, but I really think that if there's anybody to blame for Nicolas Cage's financial woes, it's Nicolas Cage, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think Nicolas Cage. Well, it's the joke, you know, Nicolas Cage is that whiny kind of actor, and it seems more or less that he's kind of just whiny in public to begin with.
You know, he's the reason why I can't watch TV on Thanksgiving night.
Why would you? Yeah, explain this one to me, please.
Because for the past 5 years, it seems, NBC has aired The Family Man, about a stockbroker very rich who has this fantasy about what life will be like if you were a dad. And here I am, and this is why, thank God, the NFL stuck a third game on Thanksgiving. So I could watch it on NFL Network, because I'm home, or rather my sister's house, and it's like my sister wants to watch The Family Man. It's like, okay, I'm going with my brother-in-law, and we're going to watch the Chiefs play the Broncos in a completely worthless game, since both teams are at least going to end up being 8-8 and somewhere mediocre in the draft. But still, I don't want to watch The Family Man with Nicolas Cage.
Is this kind of like how I would say Thanksgiving version of Christmas's A Christmas Story?
Or It's a Wonderful Life.
I was thinking more along the It's a Wonderful Life.
Now,
well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the Christmas Story is 24 hours since I was, you know, a kid,
you know,
on TNT every year for,
you know,
24 hours.
You know, I've never seen A Christmas Story. I never have seen
How
A Christmas
Story. How
have
you never seen A Christmas Story?
Probably because of the fact that it was shoved down my throat. I've never seen E.T. either.
Okay, now that's just wrong.
No.
You're not missing anything.
Thank you.
E.T. gives me nightmares.
Okay.
I'm saying that.
What?
E.T. gives me nightmares.
How can E.T. give you nightmares? He's a cute little alien with a glowing finger. What is he going to do?
Creepy alien with a glowing finger.
I will admit, though, I did play the E.T. video game for the Atari 2600, and man, that was a bust.
Yeah.
That was a bust. Oh.
That was 5 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
I miss the 80s. Okay.
It could have been worse.
Well, good,
I mean,
for Nicolas Cage, though. I
could have watched City of Angels, since we're talking about Nick Cage.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of Nicolas Cage, all his money woes will be all resolved once he gets the script for Ghost Rider 2.
Yeah. Or maybe he should go back in time and just act in Avatar, at least, or something to that effect. But
he is always hope for him in Avatar 2.
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, we're running out of gas for this segment. Stay tuned. Coming back after the break, we are going to have more sci-fi news and comment. And next hour, we're going to be talking about Doctor Who, the season premiere on BBC America, 9 p.m. Eastern time. They're not paying me. I'm just a Doctor Who fan. I want to direct people to the traffic where the flow is going. Charles Martin will be joining me and us next hour, along with Chris West and R.J. Robbins. I'm Joey Donovan. You're listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit their website, won't you? It's holisticlifestylesradio.com. And also, visit the website for our shows. We are on Blog Talk Radio. And all 15 hours of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Monday through Friday, and also Saturday and Sunday. Visit their website, holisticlifestylesradio.com, for a schedule of programs. More after the break. Stay with us.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital. Serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711.
2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
It's that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to the show. Instead of he's bringing down the CD pod, I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Also with me this hour. Oh, who else is with me this hour? Chris West and RJ Robbins.
Yes, yes. And apparently we are going south of the border with the music today. What are we playing today? We got a good selection going on. I like it.
This is from the soundtrack to both parts 1 and 2 of Kill Bill.
Very lovely. That's what I thought it sounded familiar.
Now, I was going to go ahead and get like the popular ones, like the ones that have been rammed down our throats, like which was a great song when it was released, but now it's like I hear
it
on the...
No, it was not a great song when it was released.
I thought it was a nice song. When
it's like the bird song. I don't ever need to hear it again.
Okay, all right. But, you know, it's like one of us in a room at least liked the song. And then of course, there was Battle for Humanity or whatever the name is. I forgot the name of it. But you know what it is because I think it's like played on at the beginning of sports shows and a few other. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you get the idea. Anyways, it has a nice guitar riff at the beginning. But this here is a classic from the 1970s. It's a variation of Oh Lord, Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
All right.
Nice flamenco. Okay, listen, we're not playing MP3s here. We are doing that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And yes, again, I'm Joey Donovan, he's Chris West, and he's RJ Robbins. And we have been talking about sci-fi news that's happened during the week, as well as what else is there? Just other things pertaining to, including some other news in regards to Lost. Yep, Lost.
Oh, Lost.
Yep.
Lost and Lost fans.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yep, I'm the only one here that is one.
Now, the final cast shot from ABC's Lost, entitled Final Flight, will be revealed in a two-page spread in TV Guide magazine coming out next week, hitting newsstands. Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry. It's already out today. I apologize. The first trailer for Josh Brolin's upcoming Jonah Hex, by the way, will be attached to A Nightmare on Elm Street, which hits theaters on April 30th. Why am I reading these two sentences in the same paragraph? Let's talk about Lost first. The final episode...
Let's not go down the nightmare that will be Michael Bay's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
Or anything that Michael Bay touches.
I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the series finale of Lost. Now,
it's finally coming to a close.
Now, am I right in saying that they're all going to build a hut and a hurricane's going to blow through and sweep the hut off the island and they got spotted by the Air Force and all of a sudden they have to get adjusted to society again? Am I right in saying that? Oh, no, that's Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Yes, the original Lost, Gilligan's Island. I don't know. I'm not a big Lost fan. It kind of lost me when the whole polar bear on a tropical island deal came through. RJ, you want to take over on this one?
Where do you even begin with the polar bear and what the Dharma Initiative was doing with polar bears on a tropical island? I don't know. Something that I've been noticing a lot with the recent episodes, the color red has been being used.
Really?
Tremendously in different scenes. Sometimes there will be a bush next to a character's head that's red,
uh-huh.
And in the next in the exact same scene where it's being filmed, it's not there.
Uh-huh.
The color red has something that I think is going to have something to do with the finale of Lost and however it ends with Smokey, the smoke monster, fake Locke, Flock.
Am I right in saying that Lost outlasted its welcome, or do you think that everything has just been evenly paced now to build up the suspense, or has it been waves, or has it been like Heroes, an alleged waste of? Has it just been all those things?
It's been all those things,
okay.
All those things and more. To some people, it's been a hell of a ride. To some people, it's been bewildering since the very first episode. I personally think that they could have done without season 3.
No.
And continued on as they're doing right now up until the series finale.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it, just to seeing how it's going to wrap up. Now, the producers have said that a lot of people are not going to be happy with how it ends.
This is going to be like kind of like The Sopranos, where something nonsensical happens that doesn't make sense, and left with a black.
I thought it made perfect sense.
It did make sense and it was very nice, but really, it could have been much better. Something other than that.
No,
and that's exactly what's going to be said at the end of Lost for a lot of people.
I would like to think that where the end of The Sopranos was concerned, you have all that build up, you have all that character building, you have all those relationships. Things happen along the way. It just stopped right there. We're left to decide what happens. Is he arrested by the FBI? Did his own daughter turn him in? Does he get shot and killed? We don't know. We don't know how it's going to happen, and thankfully David Chase will never reveal that answer.
Well, I think one thing that was very interesting for the end of The Sopranos is something that began the series. It ended off of something that Tony feared at the beginning of the series, of losing his family, of his children leaving the home like the ducks that were in his pool.
Yeah.
At the end, he had his family together, even after Carmella divorced. I didn't catch the entire thing, the entire series, but I skipped a couple episodes from where she was divorcing him, and all of a sudden they're back together.
Well, I don't know if he made her an offer she couldn't refuse. But that's another mythos for another time. Speaking of mythos, regarding Pirates of the Caribbean, a fourth installment,
and then it's not going to stop there.
A French actress whose name I cannot pronounce has joined the fourth installment of Pirates of the Caribbean, playing a mermaid. Oh, joy. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Island, slated for a May 20th, 2011 release. You've been warned. DreamWorks Animation is in the process of converting the first three Shrek movies into 3D for a Blu-ray release, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The 3D sequel Shrek Forever After opens May 21st. Lock your doors, hide your daughters. Samuel L. Jackson has not been in the news lately. Thank God he is now. He and Kellan Lutz are in negotiations to star in Death Games, an independent action movie, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The story centers on a young man, played by Lutz, who would play the young man, who is kidnapped and forced into the savage world of a modern gladiator arena where men fight to the death for entertainment of the online masses.
By the way, wasn't that that movie Gamer that came out
just
a couple
recently?
Months ago?
I actually thought it was MMA, but okay, there you go.
I got to say something. Did Samuel L. Jackson really have to, you know, work or negotiate to get into a movie? I mean, he's Samuel L. Jackson at this point. Can't he just walk up and go, you know who I am, you're going to give me the point?
Yeah, and at the same time, there's also something known as a survival project. So, you know, I mean, some movies you do for the Oscars, some movies you do for the bills.
Yes, that's why you make Black Snake Moan.
You're right about that.
I guess just to see Christina Nature naked.
We won't talk about that. It's a family show, but thank you just the same. The season finale of Fox's Human Target took a dip Wednesday night in the ratings, not helping its chances for a renewal. According to the Hollywood Reporter's live feed blog, the finale scored 7.2 million viewers and 1.9 preliminary rating among adults 18 to 49, a 14% drop to a series low in the demographic, which is kind of unfortunate as the finale was a cliffhanger. In happier news, Disney's Alice in Wonderland will drop in a 3-disc Blu-ray combo pack and a single-disc Blu-ray and DVD on June 1st. That's the Tim Burton one.
Yes,
apparently has not done an original thing since Beetlejuice. Yeah. Hammer Films and Dark Horse Comics are teaming up to create a series of graphic novels and comic books based on Hammer's movies. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the first comic project will be Let Me In, the company's upcoming remake of the Swedish horror movie Let the Right One In. Hammer Films. When I think of Hammer Films, I think of Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing, and neither will be in any of these new ones, I suppose.
No.
What else is there? Did I mention Percy Jackson and the Olympians? The Lightning Thief drops on Blu-ray and DVD June 22nd. Yes. Garth Ennis is...
Have you seen that yet?
Haven't seen it.
Okay, well,
should
then
I guess
go see it. It was okay. Decent, but riddle me this, Batman. Is it not just a complete rip-off of Clash of the Titans?
Watch it,
and you will understand.
Okay, all right. We're coming up against the top of the hour here, so let me go ahead and say this. We're done with sci-fi news and comments. Stay tuned. Coming up after the top of the hour break, we are going to hear from a good buddy, Charles Martin, calling in from Canada. Yes, Canada, where if you're on South Park, half their heads bounce up and down. Charles is an American, so top half won't bounce up and down. But I can promise you that we will be talking about the return of Doctor Who on BBC America. You are listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Just a heads up, by the way, we want to thank our sponsors for this hour, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, Veteran Associates, and we want to thank our internet partners, InTheRooms.com, MySoberScene.com, VacancyLove.com. And you can listen to the show on blogtalkradio.com and also on holisticlifestylesradio.com as well. Stay tuned. More of That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio after the break, as we're going to be talking about the return of Doctor Who and what a great, great show this program has now turned into since its debut 47 years ago in 1963. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
The summer is here, and that means higher electric bills for all of us. As part of our ongoing effort here on the Steve Kane Show to slash your energy costs, I want to tell you about the KISS Reflective Heat Shield. After I had the system installed in our home, about an hour later, the thermostat shut off, yet the house remained cool throughout the day without the AC going back on. Less AC, less energy consumed, lower electric bills. The KISS Electric Shield has been approved by the federal government to qualify for a tax credit under the American Recovery Act, and it's also been granted the Mr. Electric Seal of Approval. Homeowners, call KISS Energy Solutions today for a free energy analysis, and they're going to give you a free $100 gift card from restaurant.com. It's time to put your house in the shade and kiss those high electric bills goodbye. Call 954-380-7283. That's 954-380-7283. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Adam Hintertour. Got a minute? Farmers fertilize their fields to get the maximum yield from their crops, but the effects of these loads of nitrogen and phosphorus extend beyond the field and past the growing season. According to a study published this week by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, these nutrients can also drive the evolution of aquatic organisms. Agricultural fertilizers often drain into aquatic ecosystems and spur a frenzy of growth. Eventually, the growth peaks and crashes as oxygen is consumed faster than it can be replenished, a condition called eutrophication. Using samples from two European lakes, Swiss researchers studied a century's worth of eggs buried deep in the sediment by two species of Daphnia, a tiny crustacean. They found that during periods of high nutrient levels, genetically distinct hybrid species emerged. Those hybrids appeared better at surviving eutrophication and soon outnumbered the original species. What's more, the hybrids remained the dominant Daphnia species decades after pollution control measures brought nutrient levels back to normal. The scientists say short-term human impacts can leave permanent changes in ecosystems and a species genetics. You could say we've got quite the gene thumb. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Adam Hintertour.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's health and wealth network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Disagree.
John Pertwee, 1972, a novelty record asking the musical question, who is the Doctor? For the time of the 10th anniversary of Doctor Who. And it's hard to believe that nearly a half century has passed since Doctor Who premiered on BBC television in 1963. And tonight, BBC America will have the season premiere of Doctor Who, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings. It is That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome to the program. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Chris West and J.R. Robbins will join me shortly, as well as Charles Martin, as he and I will be talking about many things pertaining to the return of Doctor Who. But just to let you know that That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, this hour is brought to you by Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, and Bechert & Associates. We want to thank our internet partners as well, intherooms.com, mysoberscene.com, vacancylove.com as well. And you can also hear us as well on blogtalkradio.com and through our website, which is holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now just a heads up, if you happen to check out their website right now, holisticlifestylesradio.com, you'll find a ton of information in regards to the many fine programs that we have. We're on the air 15 hours a week, don't you know? We are on the air today from 4 to 6 p.m. with That Sci-Fi Show. Sunday, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, the program All About Addiction, Addiction Recovery, that is, and that's hosted by John Hollis, the man who is at the helm. You can also hear the program Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. and also 10 to 11 p.m. And just a few program notes as well. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. starting April 28th on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Relapse Prevention with Terry Gorski, an internationally recognized expert on substance abuse, mental health, violence, and crime, and best known for his contributions to relapse prevention, managing chemically dependent offenders, and developing community-based teams for managing the problems of alcohol, drugs, violence, and crime. He will be on the air Thursday nights at 10 o'clock, beginning April 28th. And also, another addition to our family, every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Ask the Interventionist with Ken Seeley. Intervention 911 is the name of the program that he is known for. Interventionist Ken Seeley of Intervention 911, taking your calls every Monday, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on 1470 AM WNN, the radio station you're listening to. Now, that being said, again, our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. So feel free to visit that website 24/7, and you could also listen to archive shows through blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. Coming up after the break, Charles Martin will join me as we will be discussing Doctor Who. And, of course, Chris West and R.J. Robbins will also join us in the conversation as well. That's why they're here. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here, as we talk about the greatest television program of all time, in my humble opinion, because there's so much you can do with it, and you can go on for another 50 years, Doctor Who. More after the break at That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effect of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bio-nutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
Listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to the program. Joey Donovan here with you. Glad to have you with us. Doctor Who is our subject for this hour. It premieres, its season premiere with Matt Smith as the Doctor later tonight. Oh, I'd say about a good 3 hours and 45 minutes from now on BBC America, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings, whether you have cable or whether you have satellite, you'll find it. Matt Smith, 27 years old. Oh, God. Charles Martin, am I right in saying that we're really, really getting old here? We're getting older, and the Doctor is getting younger.
The frightening part is that our time as potential doctors ourselves has now passed.
Yes. Yes. It's fascinating because Hugh Grant, how old is Hugh Grant? 50 now? And he was offered the role by Russell T. Davies back in 2003, and he passed it up.
Wow.
Can you imagine if Hugh Grant had played the Doctor? Well, obviously.
I would have never gotten into the series.
I know. And there would have been tremendous...
By far the most apologetic Doctor of all time.
Yeah, and there would have been a tremendous amount of jokes about a certain individual in Los Angeles who would have made a great companion, but we won't talk about that. But and it's not Elizabeth Hurley. But suffice to say, joining me for this hour, Charles Martin, who's an established podcaster in his own right. He and I used to beg for cash for Doctor Who all throughout Florida when it was on PBS. Especially down here in these parts in WXEL. And if there's anybody I know that can talk about this show in terms of the depth and the scope and the breadth and the fact that this is one of the greatest television series of all time, forget science fiction series, television series of all time, if not the greatest television series of all time, Charles Martin's a definite candidate from Vancouver, Canada, where I think, well, Victoria, but he's in British Columbia, in Vancouver, where they had the Olympic Games there a couple of months back, and I think the Canadians won every single medal there.
Oh, it was tremendous. I mean, there was just mass rioting in the streets. Mm. Well, Canadian rioting, which is very polite.
Yes.
So they were actually patching up windows and they were washing cars.
That's right.
They restore the city.
Now, Chaz, answer this question for me. Why do you think the Canadians won the gold?
Oh, because they brought their A game.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And with that, that has passed.
Yes, let's never go down that road again.
Yes, never go down that road again. Charles Martin joins us on that Sci-Fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan with Chris West, R.J. Robbins. What do we expect tonight? And there was a tremendous amount of publicity in New York, especially this week. Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, Dr. Companion, Stephen Moffat, series showrunner, head writer responsible for the great stories from New Who, as we call it. He's now the executive producer and showrunner. A tremendous amount of publicity beginning in New York. Had a screening of the first episode. Had barely any minimum notice. People lined around the block for hours just to see them, say hello, watch it, enjoy the show. And obviously they can't fly back to the UK, so they're enjoying the extended vacation as much as possible. But suffice to say, Chaz, all this hype, is it worth the hype? Is this really worth sitting in front of the TV tonight and avoiding a full hour of Cops on Fox just to watch the season premiere of Doctor Who?
Oh, absolutely. I want to mention that we had an identical event, the New York event in Ottawa, and exactly the same sort of mass crowd reaction. Stephen Moffat talked to the event via Skype, and they had a wonderful premiere in the nation's capital. So the Canadians are fired up as well. Not only am I very, very anxious to get yet another look at the 11th hour, but this new special, the Doctor Who, The Ultimate Guide, which nobody's seen at all, I'm very keen to see what BBC America and Space here in Canada make of this.
Oh, so that's what they both produced together.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I would like to hope that with that particular piece that we happen to see not just what we see in the past 5 years, but also an in-depth look as well as to the beginnings, the origins of this program during the first 26-year run.
I would love to see that. As Stephen Moffat has made this argument that we should call it Series 31, and I'm finally understanding what he means.
Yeah.
He's trying not to divide and conquer fandom. He wants everybody to enjoy the old shows and the new shows. Don't be just a fan of the new show, even if you don't sit down and watch all 30-some-odd years of the previous program. You know, you should at least be familiar with the history.
Carol Ann Ford, who played Susan, the first Doctor's first companion in 1963, I think she mentioned in a Doctor Who Monthly publication recently that when she heard the show was coming back, she thought, well, that's it. They're going to forget about us now. And they haven't forgotten about those folks who were there for the first 26 years. In fact, if anything, it's been like a second act or a third act in this case, considering that they were hugely popular in the 1980s and their episodes weren't even shown in the States. Now, everything's accessible through DVD, through the interweb. And now, immediately, it's like all these folks who were 20 years ago, back in the heyday, are now in their mid to late 60s, allegedly, and yet eight-year-old kids are coming up asking them for their autographs. It's so darling, isn't it?
Oh, it's very heartening to people like us who were, you know, who knew this show was cool before everybody else knew it was cool.
Yeah.
But it's very heartening. It's wonderful to see, and I've got to pass this on. We've got a couple of young ladies, some friends of ours with their kids, who come over every week to watch Doctor Who, and we mix in some Sarah Jane, we mix in some classic adventures along with the new stuff. And they just cannot get enough. It really does your heart good.
And now that you touched base on that, Charles Martin, perhaps permit me, and I know RJ had mentioned this during the break. He's coming up to me and he's saying, don't forget the new Canine Show. Don't forget the Doctor Who Online Adventures on bbc.co.uk. Don't forget Doctor Who on Wii. I'll mention that. It's amazing how since when the show came back, thanks to Russell T. Davies, really essentially a number of folks our age at the BBC had assumed higher positions of power and influence, and they decided to bring it back, bring in Russell T. Davies, an established producer in the UK through his many programs, including Queer as Folk, not the American one, the British one, thank you. And he brought Doctor Who back to a point where now it is the flagship of the BBC, and apparently there's a lot of cultivation of that brand, if you will, to have a spin-off series called Torchwood, Good, which is from the character of Captain Jack Harkness, who popped up during the Ninth Doctor's first year, only year on that Christopher Eccleston on that show. In addition to that, the character of Sarah Jane was brought back. She was spun off into a series of kids' adventures called the Sarah Jane Adventures on BBC Kids, and it's also,
which is just frankly a terrific show. For those of you who enjoy Disney programming, I don't know why they haven't picked this up. It is a fantastic family adventure show, very much in the spirit of classic Doctor Who.
I believe in the States it was picked up on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Ah, no. It should be on every family channel available because of more families. This is what's amazing about this show. Everyone can sit down and watch it. Mm. We were watching an episode last night with a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old and a bunch of 40-year-olds. And then me.
Yeah. the fact of the matter is, and I think that the key word here in the publicity of this program now for the past 5 years, the word family, a family show, and this is something that you had been talking about now during the wilderness years, that if the show ever got back, thankfully it did, that it would be brought up to an audience that would be a family audience, not to an audience of adults, but not to an audience of children, but to a family audience, as Tom Baker had said about some 30-odd years ago, you know, just to see one small child hiding behind the sofa and another kid sitting on the sofa laughing at that small child, and the older kid saying, you know, shh, I'm trying to watch, and the parents are saying, isn't this interesting?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and the way they've tiered this is very nicely. The Sarah Jane Adventures aimed at a little bit younger demographic, but really good for the whole family. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who, a little edgier, a little scarier, maybe just slightly older kids, but again, the whole family. And then Torchwood, which is really going off into the edgiest possible direction. Maybe the kids should stay out of the room for that, but it's, you know,
I would have to say, yeah.
Yeah, it's Doctor Who for adults.
Yes, it is.
It's Doctor Who after dark.
Good point. Charles Martin joins us from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, where they have letters in their zip codes on this broadcast of that Sci-Fi Show.
Canada.
Now, on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Chris West.
How's it going, eh?
Chris West and J.R. Robbins and Joey Donovan here. Glad to have you with us as we're talking about Doctor Who. We'll talk about more things periphery to the brand later on. But let's talk about the success of the show. Christopher Eccleston did it for 1 year. Now, in hindsight being 2020, I understand why he did it for that 1 year. David Tennant was brought in, and he put the show back on the map. In fact, last year he beat Tom Baker in the polls as most popular actor to play the Doctor. After three years, he left the role. Three television seasons and a number of one-off specials, if you will, for the holidays. He left the role, and I think he quit while he was ahead. Now we have this child who's being cast in the role of the Doctor. And when Peter Davison was cast in 1982, he was 29 years old, and I was about 14. I figured, okay, he's older than me. But yes, you are right in saying, Charles, that I think any individual who's our age now, we can't do it anymore. But you know what really fascinates me? 53 years from now, for the 100th anniversary of Doctor Who, he'll be 80 years old and hopefully a young, youthful 80, so we're to the point where, yeah, okay, I get this now. You have to have a young Doctor in this case, but I think it's more or less going to be the constant, not just in terms of the strenuous, the strain of producing the show, but also he's got to be easy on the eyes, and there's a lot of squee girls who are watching this program who never thought of giving the time of day to the show before we came back on the air 5 years ago.
What's interesting to me about, well, first of all, let me say this about Matt Smith. He is absolutely the most charismatic actor, physically charismatic actor to take on the role since Tom Baker.
Yeah.
He just owns this part
instantly,
and it's absolutely amazing to watch. The 11th Hour, you can watch it over and over, and you will not get tired of looking at him, which, you know, when I saw his initial publicity pictures, I had my doubts about this. He's handsome in an offbeat, very offbeat kind of way, I suppose. But I was like, this is an odd bird, and he's turned out to be a eminently watchable odd bird.
Yeah.
So no disrespect to David Tennant and Russell T. Davies. All praise to them, because that's why we're talking about this now, is
exactly
because of the work that they did.
Yeah.
David had to grow into the role, albeit very quickly. Matt just owned it. He just owns it.
Yeah. He is a cross, if you will, between one of my favorite doctors, Peter Davison, the fifth Doctor Who, and and your favorite doctor, the second Doctor, Patrick Troughton. Am I correct on that?
Oh, yes. I mean, his mom is a huge Pat Troughton fan, and you can see it all over his portrayal. If Pat had been 26 or 27 when he took on the role, we'd have gotten probably very similar things. I see flashes of Davison, I see flashes of Tennant, I see flashes of Baker, and both Bakers, why not? But a lot of Troughton in that performance, which is great because this means that people are going to, when they investigate the history of the show, they may not just easily dismiss those black and white episodes and say, hey, that's like an older Matt Smith over there.
Yeah, let's just hope that that his Troughton-esque mannerisms aren't really, shall we say, more too over the top. Sometimes Pat could be over the top, but suffice to say, I understand where you come from in the respects that you grew up watching him when you were in the UK for about a couple of years with your family.
In fact, I skipped the Pertwee era. It wasn't until years later on that a dear, now departed friend of ours introduced me to Tom Baker. I thought, oh, kid show, you mean? And he's like, no, sit down, shut up, have a jelly baby, and watch this.
Yeah.
And that got me re-hooked on the show, and then I had to go back and watch the first year.
And it's amazing how this show has had such a rich history. Going into companions now, Karen Gillan. I think when Stephen Moffat, who's from Scotland, happened to cast her, he basically said she's smart, she's beautiful, she's sexy, and of course all those three, and you've got someone who's Scottish, and it worked out tremendously in the character of Amy Pond, for whom we won't give too much away, but let's just say that
she's gorgeous.
Yes. But let's just
say she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but let's just say where her character is concerned, she really has had this obsession with the Doctor in such a short period of time, as we'll find out in tonight's first episode on BBC America at 9 p.m. East.
This is one of the genius things about Stephen Moffat. Everybody gives him all this credit for being dark, and occasionally he gets quite correct credit for being funny. Mm. But what people always overlook is he knows how to write for women.
Yeah.
It did not escape my notice that at both the U.S. and Canadian premieres, we had almost more women than men in the line.
I won't make any comment about that. I do agree with you. And suffice to say, he has written a tremendous amount of television beforehand. He was responsible for a television series that the American version failed, thankfully. He didn't like it. It was Coupling. Great series.
Very witty.
Yeah, great series in the UK. BBC America ran that for a spell. I think it's still on PBS stations across the country late night. It's better than Friends. It's much, much better than Friends. And, yes, this is a second
like
straight...
Like Friends for people with brains.
Hold on. Anything is better than Friends. Let's just get that one straight.
And now we're starting two weeks in a row. We've mentioned Friends, so maybe we should not keep it up next week. We need to take a break. We have Charles Martin joining us, and we are discussing Doctor Who, the established perennial science fiction favorite, which has premiered on BBC One in the UK. Oh, I'd say about a couple weeks ago. The third episode's on what was on earlier this today. 5 hours ahead, Victory of the Daleks, written by Mark Gatiss, who wrote a couple of stories for New Who and also starred in one episode a couple of years ago, and he's a huge fan as well, and he was in the League of Gentlemen. Charles, I got you on hold. We're going to take a break. New Doctor Who tonight, season premiere, BBC America, 9 o'clock. More on Doctor Who after the break. You're listening to That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, where you can find us on the web at holisticlifestylesradio.com and also on blogtalkradio.com. More after the break. Stay with us.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954 954- 941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Coble, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
Listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
It's that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit us on the web, holisticlifestyles.com. Radio.com, and also visit us at blogtalkradio.com, another Doctor Who novelty record, this time from Fraser Hines.
He has a time machine.
Who played Jamie McCrimmon. When Pat Troughton was the Doctor.
He takes a look at history. He simply turns the pages.
Everybody join me. They all say, who is Doctor Who?
No
Okay, enough of that. Fraser
we
Hines.
We should make it clear that that's not the new theme song.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
Absolutely not the theme. For those of you who don't like the new theme, well, try that.
Chaz, you've seen the opening titles to the show. I'd like for you to give me your thoughts on the air, especially since we're broadcasting in the market, respective to what we're conversations about in this case.
Yes. Well, okay, for those of you who haven't seen the new title sequence yet, it's the source of a little bit of controversy. In fact, it's the only thing fans have generally expressed some mild dislike about. Everything else about the show is just fantastic, according to them, but the new opening title sequence, you see the TARDIS flying through a very cloudy sort of tunnel. It gets hit by lightning, very violent weather, you know, it gets tossed around a lot, and then all of a sudden, it passes through into extreme heat. The screen is ablaze. And as I watched this, I suddenly realized, oh, my gosh, the TARDIS is in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Charles Martin joins us as we talk about Doctor Who on That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan, Chris West, R.J. Robbins joins me as well. The first half of this new season of Doctor Who is looking forward to shaping up as one of the, at least in my opinion, if there's anything from what I've seen of the first two episodes, The 11th Hour and The Beast Below, it's definitely going to be worth harking back to, at least in my opinion, to the days when Philip Hinchcliffe was producer of Doctor Who for Tom Baker's first year. It just has that sort of edge to where you're going to have kids not just hiding behind the sofa, but also probably, quite simply, maybe having a source of nightmares for the months to come. Am I correct on that?
Oh, I mean, in the second episode, The Beast Below, which we don't want to talk about too much because we don't want to spoil it for people, but there's a visually iconic image that is going to stay with you forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Enough said.
Yeah, yeah. I know that... where Stephen Moffat is concerned, let's give a little bit of information regarding some backstories of Stephen Moffat, considering his time with the show. When Russell T. Davies asked him to write some scripts, they essentially have turned out to be, at least in the fans' opinion, I think we're the top 10 Doctor Who stories of all time were concerned in a poll a few months back. I think Stephen's episodes that he wrote, half of them are in the top 10. Am I right on that?
Oh, absolutely. He had to buy a second fireplace just so he could have another mantle for all the awards he picked up.
Yeah, yeah. How, I think the greatest, the best episode of New Who, as we call it, this current run of Doctor Who, is the
Here
one...
Here we go, the fight part of the rest of the...
Yeah, yeah.
Go
is,
on.
I'm sure everybody could agree with me on this, and this is the one that involves the Weeping Angels, which, interestingly enough, as he's now running the show, he's bringing them back for a two-parter called The Time of Angels and Flesh and Stone. And that episode that he wrote when David Tennant was a doctor was a Dr. Light episode, but it was called Blink.
Yeah, well, see now, this is the huge divide. I think the greatest episode was Girl in the Fireplace, but it's written by the same guy.
Yeah.
Stephen is responsible for both of these, won Hugos for both of these.
Yeah.
So, really, it's quibbling to say one's better than the other, actually. But Blink is by far one of the scariest episodes, not just of Doctor Who, but scariest episodes of TV in many a year.
I would wholeheartedly suggest if you really want to tap into its full potential of the episode, make sure every light in the house is off. And also every street light is off and the power grid, just call off the power grid and just run on a generator and just run the TV on a generator and just watch. Because it has to be, in fact, take the TV outside where there's no lights whatsoever for 5 miles and you get a real appreciation as to how best to enjoy this episode.
Yeah, take a portable DVD player and a notepad and go to your local haunted house. Go sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
That's the way to watch it. You know, in both of these episodes, Moffat really plays around with the whole concept of time, and this is one of the things I'm really keen to see in the season coming up. We saw a little of it in the first episode, kind of a teaser of what we're going to be getting. But Doctor Who is a show about time travel, and sometimes it forgets that, and Stephen is not going to let us forget that.
I think one episode, in this case, Doctor Who's a show about time travel, at the same time, where the Doctor is concerned, it seems that unbeknownst to us,
he has this relationship with the British government in the respect that he's revered and yet reviled. Without giving too much away, you know, the early queens of England wanted him dead, or at least banished from the UK. And then, as we'll find, at least in the episode "The Beast Below," we find out that he's more or less very well revered. And now, as we cross over into the episode that just aired tonight on BBC One in the UK, he gets a certain phone call from a certain prime minister, for whom was considered the greatest Briton of all time, Winston Churchill, asking him to come over and take a look at these new war machines that are going to end up beating the Jerrys and Schicklgruber. And it turns out to be his greatest foe of all time, in this case where the Doctor is concerned, and that happens to be, of course, the Solarians. No. No.
That was a long way to go for that joke.
Yeah, I know. But obviously the episode is called Victory of the Daleks, and as Toby Haydock might suggest, it has to do with Daleks and about a certain victory.
Well, they always, especially in the recent show, they seem to want to get the Doctor in front of the Daleks really early on in everybody's run. Mm. So Chris Eccleston, even though he was only there a year, got a Dalek episode.
Yeah. It would be a sad shame to not have a Doctor, you know, face off against the Daleks because of the fact that you can't really essentially have Doctor Who without the Daleks. I know that the Cybermen are going to make an appearance, as we've seen at least through the coming attractions, or at least the coming soon. And from what I gather, the story arc itself is very interesting, to say at least, without giving anything away. But we'll see how all this pans together. And again, just like it was when Russell T. Davies was producer, every season happens to have one certain underlying theme with what you all most likely happen to find out as early as tonight when Doctor Who returns on BBC America at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Charles Martin, before we go to a break, at least let me just go ahead and mention that I do want to talk at least about the branding of Doctor Who, which we'll speak about after the break, in regards and in respects to quite simply the Doctor's place online, and the fact now that we are looking at Doctor Who being established in the same way as we're looking at World of Warcraft, as we're looking as platform games for Wii, and also more on the periphery that is on television right now in terms of a children's series regarding K-9, as we were discussing the worlds of Doctor Who, which has been on the air since 1963, had a bit of a break, but it's been around for 47 years, at least in the consciousness of any Briton who's grown up watching it behind the sofa. And we'll conclude, rather, our conversation with Charles Martin after the break on Doctor Who, as, once again, it premieres, season premiere tonight on BBC America, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Joey Donovan. It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Stay tuned. More after the break. Stay with us.
Where is he from?
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954 954-
855-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. Or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com. And collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
Listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
It's that Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to the program. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. Charles Martin joins us from Vancouver, or shall we say Victoria, British Columbia. Not too far from Vancouver. At least
no, just a short ferry ride away.
That's what I was going to say, a short ferry ride away. You have me trained. also in studio with me, as always, Chris West and RJ Robbins. And RJ, I know that you had a question in regards to the fact, you mentioned to me, at least before we began the second hour, that that obviously, yes, Doctor Who does have a huge online presence, correct?
Well, that it does. Recently announced that there's going to be a free-to-play Doctor Who PC and Mac game that's going to be available in a few months. It's going to include a one-of-a-kind planet. Which was given in the teaser for the game.
A one-of-a-kind planet.
A one-of-a-kind planet.
Kind of like the planet of the Ood?
It could have been. It could be Gallifrey. It could be the planet of the Ood.
I'm surprised that it really hasn't had a Doctor Who video game.
Oh, there have been.
Really?
There was a PC game in the late 80s where you had the choice of playing, I believe, only Patrick Troughton, Tom Baker, or Sylvester McCoy. Yeah. It was a little side-scroller, like Mario.
That's what I mean.
Then there was Doctor Who Pinball.
Doctor Who Pinball. Well, there's pinball for everything, but yeah, Doctor Who Pinball would be pretty cool. I could see playing that.
Yeah. I know that not only do we have it online through BBC, but at the same time, there's also a platform game for the Wii.
It's coming out, but it's coming out only in the UK.
It is coming out only in the UK, so
Craigslist for the rest of us.
Or eBay, to say the least.
Or import sites or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever tickles your fancy.
Whichever illegal medium you choose.
We're not endorsing that, by the way. Gentlemen, roundtable here at least, what are our thoughts, what are our expectations going into this to this new season of Doctor Who, based on what we've already seen already? I guess we should start with Chris.
Oh, you know, I'm interested to see how the character continues to develop. I mean, in the 11th hour, the episode that premieres tonight, you'll get to see him go from that first stage where he's still kind of figuring out who he is, and at the end of the episode where he wraps up and he makes his presence known. So it'll be real interesting to see how the series develops and how it goes on, how Amy's going to be developed as well. Is it going to be another Rose? What's the situation going to be like? How's it all going to play out? Especially with and the teasers for all the villains they got, the Daleks returning here in the next couple of weeks, the Angels coming back. It's just real interesting to see where they're going to take it and where it's going to go now that we have a new Doctor. That's the only complaint I can say is that I just don't trust anybody wearing a bow tie.
JR, your thoughts?
I've seen both episodes already. I've been fortunate enough to see them both, and I think Matt Smith has already stepped into his role as the Doctor. I am anticipating, I'm not going to give the tease away of what it is, but in comparison to the Bad Wolf of seasons 1 and 2 of, well, for the furthest the since Doctor Who was rebooted a few years ago,
we have that underlying story arc for all 13 episodes,
yes,
culminating into the big two-parter at the end.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to definitely be interesting to see. Don't want to get into what it is, since you will find out tonight on BBC America. But the underlying story, where it came from, and how it's all going to play out.
I will be interested to see if eventually down the line, whether it will happen during Matt Smith's time as the Doctor or whoever will be playing him next, whether it will be a gathering of Doctors, to say, like the Peter Davidson, David Tennant episode that was done.
I have a feeling, Charles, if I'm right in saying that, I think Time Crash was essentially an anomaly in the respect that it was bridging the old with the new and taking that young audience and more or less getting them to know the previous time. But I can't expect to see Colin Baker getting back into something for the 10th, for the 11th Doctor. Am I right on that?
One thing I've learned from my various conversations, usually alcohol-fueled, with Stephen Moffat is that you cannot pin him down, that anything could happen. He was always publicly very down on multi-doctor stories, and yet he ended up writing the only one so far in the new series.
Yeah.
As for the season coming up, what's most intriguing to me, first of all, everyone who watches The 11th Hour tonight, watch it over again, at least once. There's all kinds of clues for the whole rest of the season in that first episode. Matt Smith says so himself. And the other thing that I love about this is I am so excited for Saturdays now. I keep being excited for Saturdays. And this is a feeling I've had every few years since I was a kid. And it's the only thing that still does that for me.
Well, I'm very excited to see this again. And I know that when I told my sister about the return of the show 5 years ago, She thought that the original series was just total rubbish, but she basically looked at me and she said, if it's produced and done, written well and acted well, as good as what the current crop of what she's seen, Buffy, Angel, X-Files, Charmed, she'll watch. It got to a point where midway through the first season, her kids are sitting in front of the TV set while she's taking the phone call in the next room, and I knew that she was good with it because she could trust the entertainment level. She didn't have to feel concerned about how bad things were because it was 21st century Doctor Who. And I know that when my sister and her kids are going to sit down and watch this tonight, that they're going to be thoroughly impressed by the great job that Matt Smith is going to do as a Doctor. I know they've already had another season confirmed after this one is done, and I know I think he says he hopes to play the Doctor for at least 3 years. I hope he goes for 5. He's 27 years old. Why not? Maybe he should go. Maybe he should do the way Colin Baker had promised. Whereas Tom did 7, Colin wanted to do 10. So maybe Matt Smith should probably go the distance. He's old. He's young enough. to do it, and he's old enough at least to have that stamina to continue on and to still kind of stretch it out, because I really don't want to have the doctor regenerate into his 13th form until I'm well into my 70s.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Believe me, we'll get the 13th doctor before that happens. No. But
and will he be a ginger the next regeneration?
And will he be the ginger?
Mounting pressure for a ginger doctor.
And when will the Valiard come back?
Yeah, exactly. And will he be a female, the doctor? But that being said, we're going to end this hour in conversation with Charles Martin, joining us from Victoria, British Columbia, as we talk about Doctor Who, the season premiere of it on BBC America tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And at 8 o'clock, an hour before that, a special presentation on more or less the Doctor so far, if you will. So for those of you who've been wondering what it's about, tune into that at 8 o'clock. Get some popcorn, get some jelly babies if you can buy them at your Brit store, and if there is one, and just sit back, relax, and enjoy. And TiVo it as well, kids. TiVo it as well.
One of the big advantages of living in British Columbia, jelly babies are available everywhere.
Oh. Oh. And
any grocery store.
Yeah. And that being said, we'll thank Charles Martin for joining us tonight. Charles, thank you so much for being on this broadcast of That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
My pleasure as always, Joey.
Yes, sir. It's an honor. Thanks once again, and take care. And best to Heather. Best to Heather.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care. Another one in the books. Chris West, thank you.
Thank you, Joey.
R.J. Robbins, thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, come back. Come back next week. Come back next week.
Yeah, definitely, RJ.
Yeah. Okay. By all means. And because we need to have somebody to talk about Lost over the next few weeks.
Only
somebody
for another 6 weeks. 6 weeks, and it'll be done for it forever.
Yes,
God.
Forever. And then
until the spinoff comes out, or a movie, or...
All right, Joey.
I know. Gentlemen, thank you so much again. And just a heads up to remind you that the good folks... who sponsor Holistic Lifestyles Radio for this afternoon's broadcast, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Sound Pillow, Betchert & Associates. Thank you so much for being part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio family of sponsors. We do appreciate your patronage. And folks, do go ahead and say hello to these good folks who sponsor the program. They really appreciate your business, as we do theirs. We also want to thank our internet partners, intherooms.com, mysoberscene.com, vacancylove.com. We want to thank them. And also, take a listen to us. You can visit us online 24/7 on the web at holisticlifestylesradio.com. This program and the other ones are heard on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Also from 10 to 11 p.m. Saturdays with this fine program, That Sci-Fi Show, from 4 to 6 p.m. Sundays, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, All About Addiction Recovery with John Hollis. John, thanks so much for letting us get behind the microphone for this broadcast. And I think we are done. Yeah, we're done. Next week, Sci-Fi News and Comment, and I think as we get close to Comic Book Day on May the 1st, we're going to be talking about... Free Comic Book Day, that is, on May the 1st. We're going to be talking about the 75th anniversary of Detective Comics. Huh? DC Comics. Oh, yeah. So that's coming up next week on That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. For Chris West, for RJ Robbins, and for John Hollis, I'm Joey Donovan. Thanks for listening. Cynthia, I'm on my way.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Earth and Sky. A rocky substance called oil shale is abundant in Western North America. Experts say they can extract usable oil from this shale, but geologist Craig Cooper speaks of trade-offs in the extraction process.
It'd take a lot of water, about 5% of the total water in the Upper Colorado River Basin, to replace just 10% of our oil imports with oil harvested from these oil shales using old technologies.
Cooper works for Idaho National Labs, which conducts energy research. He worries about the water needed by wildlife and humans in the Colorado Basin.
There's a large question as to whether or not in this basin there's enough water to meet existing claims, much less new claims that may come online from oil shale.
Cooper spoke of making the oil extraction process less water intensive by using recycled water.
In the West, we have a lot of natural gas wells that produce wastewater that has to be treated of and disposed of. Why not use this unconventional water for the unconventional oil and oil shale?
Scientists hope to change existing water laws that make it difficult to use this recycled water. We're celebrating the International Year of Planet Earth. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Geological Survey. More at yearofplanetearth.org. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant lot or woodland. And most importantly, before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Communities website at www.firewise.org.